A concerto is almost the same as a symphony with one major difference. And what's that? Soloist, exactly. You have orchestra, a solo plus orchestra. Now there are some types of concertos, mostly from the Baroque period, where you don't actually have one soloist, but you might have two or three. There's actually some from the classic and romantic eras. For instance, Brahms wrote a concerto for violin and cello and orchestra, where the soloist is really two. But basically the idea is you have a single person, or at least a small number, and the full orchestra. And the point of the concerto, and we'll talk about this, is how these two forces or masses of sound work against each other.